Welcome to the Align Business Podcast. I'm Kelsey Kurzlake, your host and CEO of the Align Business. We're here to support service providers to scale to sustainable 6- and 7-figure years with their online businesses. Welcome to the podcast where we dive into behind the scenes of my business. We bring on guests and we generally hash it all out about online business and being a service provider. Hope you enjoy. Hello, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here today. Today, I am going to be going over my recent content strategy and how I have been trying to do lead generation with organic content marketing. And this is something that I have never in my life before been consistent with. And it's something that for the past 3 months now, I have been able to consistently post probably on average 2 reels per day on Instagram. And I wanted to share why I'm doing this, what's going on, and how I'm actually being consistent with my marketing when it's not something that I've ever been able to be consistent with before. I'm going to go into the behind the scenes of why I chose what I did and what it is doing for my business as well. I have currently been using Reels on Instagram, and the reason that I'm doing this is because I want to be in a place where new people are finding me and my business. And right now, everybody is on Reels. That is the thing that Instagram is pushing out there. It's the thing that is being seen by new people. So I have consistently been posting on my stories on Instagram for years and years, but those consistently only get about 100 people seeing every single story. And I don't mean only 100, but when it's the same 100 people over and over again, they have heard about my offers. If they were going to become a student in the Align business, they probably would have by now. They've been following me for years. They are following along with my stories, and it's more just like they are getting to know me as a person, or they're already clients. My stories are not being seen in front of new people, and I really needed a way for my business to be seen in front of new people. So that is why I decided to focus on Reels. I will say that my business has traditionally grown through paid ads. That is how I was getting my business in front of new people. And that's actually how I was being consistent without me having to actually be the person creating content to be consistent. I created the content once and then I paid Facebook and Instagram to put that out there in front of new people for me. And over the past year, I've actually seen probably 2-ish years, the ads that I've been doing have done a great job at bringing new people into my atmosphere, but the actual conversion of those people into paying clients has not been the same as it once was. So I really wanted to start figuring out how to market my business and get it in front of new people without having to pay for ads. And I'm at a place in my business right now where I actually do have a lot of time during my week. And so I knew that I could consistently dedicate myself to marketing in a way that I wasn't able to before. So now that I have consistent childcare, now that I have intentionally scaled back my business, I have a lot of breathing room where I'm not managing a big team like I once was. I'm not training new coaches like I once was. I'm not focused in the day-to-day operations of my business like I once was. I'm able to have that time and space to really dedicate to sales and marketing and then serving my clients in the best way possible through the coaching that I'm doing. And that is my biggest priority. We have a really simplified business model right now. So outside of just having to deliver for the clients that we have, my time gets to be spent on sales and marketing, and content is content marketing. So I was excited to explore this, and going over my notes here. Yeah, I was exploring what content marketing can do for lead generation, not only for my own business, but for our clients as well. So I wanted to lead by example and show how I could show up regularly and do content marketing in a way that could get in front of new people, grow my following, and eventually grow the sales of my business. And so that is my whole reasoning behind what I was doing. And I was pretty determined to do this and do it well and learn along the way and committed to this being a big experiment. So I wasn't sure if this was actually going to work. I wasn't sure if this was going to be something that I could truly stick to. But after I got going for a little bit, I became addicted. And now I am posting. It is really hard for me not to post 7 reels a day. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but once you start getting going with these and it's something that you actually enjoy, it is really easy to keep going and to keep creating. So I'm going to share a little bit about how I actually got started with this, because it didn't start off easy. It started hard. It felt very overwhelming when I first started. And I would spend so much time scrolling on my Instagram, just seeing other people grow their followings and do reels and just like taking the action that I wish I could take, but I wasn't actually doing. And so I have this saying, and if you've been around for a while, it is my signature saying. And I just say, this is who I am now, and then become whoever I am meant to be. This is actually going to be the title of the book that I am working on, because it is a phrase that has been something that I've used my entire, I would say career, not life, but career, in order to just become the person that I have been wanting to be. And so I basically just said, I am a person who creates reels. This is who I am now. And so I became that person, and I just started and I did it. And I pushed through that uncomfortable feeling of getting consistent at first. And now it has become a habit. And I'm going to share a little bit about how I started this. And so what I started doing is posting felt a little big, right? Like from going from not having anything to posting new reels felt like this really big something that I had to overcome. And so I broke it into a smaller bit. I said, okay, I'm not going to post today, but when I'm scrolling, I am going to save sounds on my reels that are trending. I'm going to save sounds that I want to create reels around, so that when I do feel comfortable and I do feel ready to start posting, I have this one step done. And so I always start with saving sounds. I feel like they are the foundation of getting going with your content strategy as a reels creator. And I'm laughing because I'm calling myself a reels creator when I'm like, is that even a thing? I don't know. Okay, so I decided to post 2 times per day. And then I also started to look at trends. Like I became this investigator. I was really curious about what was working for people, what sounds they were using, what type of video they were doing, what transitions were happening, what they were saying in their content, what they were putting in their captions, what they were actually putting on the reel itself. I just got so curious about everything and started to notice the patterns happening. And this is something that I've continued to do and continued to experiment with to see what is actually reaching new people. We're going to get Eaton barking here a little bit. And because it's just me here, I am not really editing the podcast. We get what we get here. Anyway, so I was seeing that most people just had simple B-roll as their video. And so what B-roll is just literally a video of you doing anything during your normal day, and it being 6 or 7 seconds, and I'm filming myself drinking a coffee, drinking out of my Stanley cup, typing on my computer. I've done some that are like outside where I'm just like walking by. I have this little tiny tripod thing that I've been using in order to put my camera in there. And so I've just been filming myself every single day doing very basic, normal, everyday things and using this as the background. So collecting these has also been really cool. And especially, I went on a trip to Canada. I went to a lake house for my birthday it was probably like last month now. And I got so much B-roll while I was on vacation. So I think that when you go to special places or you're exploring, like getting B-roll in these places can be a really fun thing to just keep in your like B-roll bank. I actually have an album on my phone where it's all B-roll. And I'm sure I haven't done this because I film so much, but I feel like it's something that I could like reuse and just use the same B-roll if I ever needed to, because it's not like one person is going to see all of my reels. And even if they did, they wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, Kelsey, she used this B-roll in one that she used like 100 reels ago. Shame on her. If somebody cared, like, that doesn't matter to me. Anyway, yeah, I keep a roll of B-roll in my albums. And then I also have a backgrounds album that are images that I have used for the reels covers. And so sometimes I will use a static photo, or I will use like of myself, or I'll use a static photo that is just something that I've gotten off the internet on a free like stock website or something like that. And they're all on brand. They're like pastel-y, they are gradients, there's glitter and shine and these different photos that I will use for my covers. And so that is one of the things that I have been collecting just to be ready when I want to post. And so the last thing I did when I started is that I followed my 5P formula. This is something that I teach inside of the academy, and it's basically 5 types of posts that you can use on any type of marketing channel to sell what you do. And so there are 5 types of posts that I like to cycle through, and you can transform these into any marketing channel that you're using. So you could do the same thing on LinkedIn, you could do the same thing on Pinterest, you could do the same thing on YouTube, on your podcast, in your emails. Like, these are themes that just support content marketing, actually building trust with people over time and moving them towards a sale in your business. So these 5 different types of posts paired with a call to action to take a next step with your sales process is how you make sales through your content. And so I'm going to share the 5P formula with you. So write this down if you have a pen or paper. These are going to be great things to just know that you can cycle through for your content. So the first P is pro. So this is where you show that you are a professional at what you do. This is you sharing tips and tricks and really building trust and giving value to your people. So that is one type of content that you can do. The second is problem. This is where you become problem, where your clients or potential clients become problem aware, and you are really showcasing, hey, this thing is a problem that could be in your life or your business. And then you are showing that your service or what you offer is supporting them in solving that problem. A problem that I hear a lot is that people are trying to find new clients. They have a problem that they don't have enough clients. So I might create content around people finding new clients, and it would be specifically for my ideal target audience. So I'd say, hey, online service providers, do you have a problem with finding clients, or do you want more clients? And then I go into that in my post. Third one is personality. Where are you showcasing who you are as a human? Where are you showcasing just the fun little quirks of what it is to be who you are? Because people buy from people. They're attracted to people that actually have a personality, not just some like information robot type human. And this is why, like, when I say professional, I don't mean being this like buttoned up type of professional. I really think that in all of these, you can show your personality, but sometimes there's going to be trends, or there's going to be things that are like not even for selling. They're just for giggling or laughing or showcasing. Like, I love coffee. So I might have a post that's just like all about how much I love coffee. That is just showcasing one side of my personality. And I think that these types of posts are so important for you to actually just build trust and get to know people, or for people to get to know who you are as a business owner. The fourth P is proof. This is where you can show a testimonial or a case study. You can show some of the results that you have gotten your client. So this is proof that what you do actually works and supports people in what you say it is that you do. The fifth post is possibility. This is where you showcase what it is like after you've worked together, what results that your offer can support people in getting. You want to paint the picture of what is possible for them, and that's what these types of posts are for. I think that there's a trend right now that I'm going to probably talk about, but it's where you say point of view or POV, and then you say like point of view, I'm here in this wonderful time of my life and I have an amazing business that supports it. That's so bland, but that is showing a possibility of what happens after you work together. And so then in your content of the reels, you might be like, hey, want to learn how to make this happen? Comment this and I'll send you a next step in my sales process, or comment this and I'll send you this freebie. Always putting those call to actions in these posts so that people are taking that next step in your sales process. All right. And so how does this all work? And so this is really the lead generation for my sales system. And a sales system are basically what are the steps that somebody is taking along the way in order for you to make a sale. Right now, people are watching a training that I have. And from that training, it's basically going over our methodologies for supporting people. And it is just showcasing like what is possible for them, how to build a business that scales to six figures and beyond as an online service provider. And then it positions the academy as like a next step to take to get you there if you're feeling like these methodologies are what you want to step into. And so people that watch this training, if they are interested, then on that page, I have to send me a DM or to book a call with me. So I will sometimes take sales calls or people will talk to me mostly in the DMs. And so what I'm doing is I'm getting people to watch this free training and then that basically sells my program for me. And then because they have commented and we have started a conversation on the DMs and Instagram, I am able to follow up with them, say, hey, how was the training? Are you interested in the academy? What did you learn in the training? And we're able to just have that natural conversation that can lead to a sale over time. I will say that this is being just like very transparent. This training has gotten me sales in my life. This is one of the big ways that we have made sales for the academy. I've made a few one-on-one sales for the one-on-one projects, one-on-one clients, the openings that I do have, but I have not actually made a sale into the academy since doing my reels, but I have had so many conversations about it. And so there are currently, I would say in the past week or two, there's 5 people that are considering joining the academy from the reels that I have created. And so some are like, I'm just gathering the money. Some are like, maybe not right this second, but in the future, which again, I have a very low-key sales approach where I do not pressure anybody into the things. So yeah, they're in the conversations of potentially being sales. So they are very, I would say very hot leads, but I haven't actually closed somebody from a reel into my academy. So I just want to be really clear about that. But this is what I'm going after. And this is what I'm experimenting with. Really, I just started pushing the training in the past couple weeks. So to be in 5 conversations with people that are potentially going to purchase and just having started pushing this training as my main call to action, I think that's a really good sign. Before, I was really pushing growing my list. And so I was pushing out my call to action as freebies. So what freebies did I have? And I would say comment this keyword and then I will send you this freebie. And so that grew my list. And I was growing my list by hundreds of people have been joining my list from the reels that I have been creating. I did a challenge in March where I posted every day and I got 22 people in a week, which is pretty good for me coming from organic marketing. So I'm used to paying for ads that get around 300 people on my email list every single month. So to be able to replace that money that I'm spending on ads by something that I'm doing for free and organically that is like really nurturing my people, that was like a really big goal that I had with this as well. So what I'm doing with these opt-ins is I actually have the system through ManyChat set up. So ManyChat is this app outside of Instagram where you can set it up so that if somebody is commenting a keyword, it triggers an automation where people then get to sign up for your email list and then it delivers the freebie for you. So there's a lot of different ways that you can set this up, but that is the general way that I have been building my list and then also starting these lead generation conversations automatically. So in all of my reels, my call to action has been comment training, comment sales, comment vision. And those all send out either the free training that sells my program, or it gets people on my email list through those other freebies that I have. And so also what the reels have been doing is that it's been nurturing people. So not everybody is ready to buy, but I want to be around when they are ready to buy. I want to be that first person that is top of mind when they're like, okay, I'm ready for a business coach. I want them to come have that conversation with me. And by having people just follow me on Instagram, that's another call to action that I use a lot, then they are going to be nurtured by the reels that I am putting out every day. I can't tell you how many people have commented. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing your reels. I love what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. So many people have been commenting this. And I know that from the views that I'm getting, there are so many people that are viewing what I'm doing and not saying anything. And I think that sometimes we can see this people not buying, or that you're not getting all of this, these comments or this interest, but you're like showing up anyway. There's a lot of people that won't actually engage with your content, but they are watching you. They are interested in what you're doing. They might not be outwardly engaging so that they're there and taking next steps, but they might be like just checking you out and so ready to buy after a few times of seeing you, or seeing you for several months show up pretty consistently. I think it's really important just to keep going even when you're not seeing the like monetary results. As long as you are seeing an increase in views and engagement and saves and like follows, then I think that means that you are on the right trajectory. And I think as long as you keep experimenting over time with like how to get people into your sales system, that you're going to get the results that you're after over time. All right. So that is like how I have been using the reels to work for my business. Now going on to the reels tips and tricks. So if you are interested in using reels to grow your following, to grow your email list, and to do lead generation for your business, these are some of the things that I have been seeing that really have helped me grow with my reels just lately. And I am recording this as of October 24th, 2023. So if you're listening to this in the future, reels trends and what is trending and what works changes all of the time. That's why I'm constantly being an investigator of what is working and what isn't. But these are the things that I'm seeing that are supporting me in being consistent with my reels. So the first thing is that as I'm scrolling, I'm collecting sounds and favoriting them if they have under 10K plays. So the least amount of plays that they have while they're still trending, and you can spot a trending reel because it has this little like arrow next to it, the sound. So the sound will have this little arrow that's going from the left up to the right, and that is a trending sound. And so I only save trending sounds. And if a sound is trending and it has under 10K plays, then that is a good one, because the chances are that your reel will be seen by a lot more people than if you do one that has 100,000 reels made for that same sound. I've actually been trying to get reels that are trending but under 100, not under 1,000. Under 100 would be hard. Trending but they're under 1,000, and that has been even better. But anything under 10K is something that I will usually save and then use for my reels in the future. A second thing that I've been doing is that I've been filming myself every day as I do normal things. I will film myself just like putting my makeup on, drinking my coffee, typing on my computer. Again, all of those just like very average day-to-day things, I will be filming so that I have it ready for B-roll. And another thing that has been helping here is that I have been getting ready pretty much every day of my workday, and that helps me be camera ready at any time. I have been spending my morning schedule is I get up with the kids, and then our nanny gets here around 8, and then she takes Carter to therapy and Colt is with her. And so right around that time when she starts taking over, I take my first like hour of the day just to like prep and get ready and curl my hair and put my makeup on. And it seems a little excessive to take an hour to get ready every day, especially for like very busy mama entrepreneurs. But even if you spend 15 minutes to like do your makeup and feel like your best you, that's the whole thing. It's like when I am ready and I am dressed in an outfit that I enjoy, where I have my hair done, where I have makeup on, I literally show up so much differently than if I'm not. And the energy that comes to me when I am actually ready and like taking care of myself is just, it's so crazy. So that is why I actually do it every single day, just so I can show up as like my best self and feeling like my best self, so I can actually show up for my business in the best way possible. So whatever that is for you, I challenge you to make the time for that, whether that's maybe it's like going on a walk or doing yoga and stretching. Like, you don't care if you are all done up or have your makeup on, but whatever makes you feel like your best self, I think that can be really important. Okay, another thing that I've been doing is I keep a notes doc on my phone. So like the little notes app, I keep a document for ideas, for quotes, for just like things that I'm seeing. I love, like, ideas will randomly come to me and I just want to have them all in one place so that when I'm getting ready to create something, I have a running list of content ideas. I also note what people are saying that they want in sales calls or in sales conversations. I'm always noting like what questions clients are asking. And I'm also wondering about, like, what am I wondering about? I'm wondering about how to grow with Reels. And so maybe that is something that I'm going to be creating content on, hence this podcast. And so I think those are things to take notes of in your phone so that you can go back and be like, oh, what was that one question that's had in this coaching call? Let me create a Reel about that or answer that question. Because the chances are that people that you're having sales calls with and the questions that your clients are asking you are going to be things that other people are wondering about as well, that other ideal clients are wondering about. As far as the actual like trends that are happening right now, I am seeing, again, I mentioned it, that point of view, that POV, and then sharing about like point of view, like I am celebrating a wonderful 10K month and this happening in my life and business. And it's just some B-roll in the background, but you're sharing this point of view. These are huge. In the last couple weeks, all of my top performing reels have been point of view reels. I'm doing more of them. Again, I'm being a little investigative and doing what is working and testing it out in different ways and being like, okay, is it this caption? Is it this call to action? Is it this type of reel? Is it this B-roll? What is getting people to really engage and save and find value in this reel that I'm creating? And again, lastly here, analyze what is working. The goal is to, one, be seen in front of more people, and then two, get people through my sales system with engagement. And so I'm noting like what is happening in the reels that is doing this. What is it about these particular reels that are getting people to engage, that are being seen in front of more people? When I go into my analytics, I can actually see how many followers are seeing my reels and how many non-followers are seeing my reels. So if you click into yours, if you've had a few reels, look at that. Because my goal is for my reels to be seen in front of new people, not necessarily always my followers. I think that the natural amount of followers will see your stuff anyway, but I'm really looking for my reels to get in front of a bunch of new people. So I look at that statistic and I'm saying, seeing, oh, thousands of new people are seeing this reel. What is it about this reel that the algorithm pushed it out to this many people and this many people are engaging with this, right? So I'm taking note of what is happening in those reels, seeing the themes over time and using that to then create more things. So that is pretty much everything. That is how I've been doing my reels and my content strategy. If you have any questions or comments or just want to chat about this, please reach out to me. I am always in the DMs at Kelsey Kerslake on Instagram. I would love to see if you are trying reels, if you want to tag me on Instagram so I can cheer you on or even share your reel, I would love to do that. And yeah, if you would like to learn a little bit more about what it's like to be supported inside of the Align Business Academy, all you have to do is comment training on any one of my reels and you'll actually get to see that training that I'm using to sell people into the academy if it's a good fit. So even if you just want to see the behind the scenes of my sales system, you can do that. If you are interested in working together, that is the best way to learn about what it's like to work together and how we can support you to grow to sustainable six-figure years as an online service provider. And yeah, I think that is everything. So I'll send you a DM with all of the info when you comment training on any one of my reels. They're all programmed through ManyChat to send that out automatically. So you can go and take a peek behind my automations as well. And hopefully crossing my fingers that they work. All right. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. It has been amazing to be here with you. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.